this regular city county meeting. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, next up, approved minutes from our November 17th public hearing and regular city council meeting.
Mr. Mayor, I do have a question that might need some clarification. At the bottom of page 2, this sentence where Councilman Davis stated that the city will not receive any taxes or money from building a new building. Jeff, do you believe there needs to be some clarification there?
Yeah, I guess I mean, I know what it means, but I guess if you're looking at a little bit broader audience, maybe we should add something in there. Just trying to look at. Yeah, the second sentence after that, kind of explains it, I think. But if you think there's something we need to add to clarify, I'm fine with that.
It's more you, Jeff.
This is what I said. So, and I follow up with that second sentence. Okay. So I think I'm
What's
okay.
What's the second sentence say?
So it said, the one he's talking about is, I had stated that the city will not receive any taxes or money from building a new building. He added that he has a hard time spending $2 million on a new building when it will not benefit city government in any way. While there may be more people stopping in Big Timber, none of that money would go to the city. So all the discussion was around having a brand new building look like downtown. It would fit in, get more tourists, and my statement was we're not going to get any extra money from that. The city government will not. So that was what it was. But I'm okay with leaving it in there.
Yeah, you explained it very well. Like, I mean, you know, I thought you clarified that.
And Mr. Mayor, too, I wanted to make sure this additional sheet, the summary, is added possibly like right after number 6, because it was just, I mean, that's just a brief statement there, and I think this whole summary should be added in there or referred to it or something to notify someone who reads this that there's additional information.
Okay, we can probably put that in our packet with
minutes. Yeah, like add next to number 6 here, refer to amended or added summary or additional summary or whatever.
Okay.
And just put that together.
Just put that in with these.
Yeah.
All right. And that's about, Councilman Waller had some questions about.
An idea, not a question.
Right, idea about putting City Hall here. And so he went in a little more depth in this. Amendment that we will put in with the official record, if that's all right with council.
Were copies available?
Actually,
yeah, okay. Yeah. So they have it.
And, I mean, you went over that pretty much verbatim at the meeting, too, so it's nothing new in that.
Right.
So.
Right.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve the minutes from the 11-17 public hearing and regular city council meeting with the amendment as stated.
I'll second that motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the minutes from our November 17th public hearing and regular city council meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. We'll see if Alan shows up, so we'll hop over to Sheriff's report and go directly to Chris Novotny.
We are in winter mode. We've got plows ready and sanders ready. Everything's ready to go. We just need some snow. Guys been doing shop projects. I had a list of things to get done, and they almost went through them already. I was expecting it to last a little longer, but no, everybody's been busy. The weather this week, we're going to try to run a grader over some of the stuff that we, that we graveled earlier this fall, so it's starting to get rough again. We've had a lot of interest in the City Hall demolition. I think I've been contacted by 16 different contractors and sent packets out to 16 of them. We haven't had that much interest even in a large water project or anything, so hopefully they all submit good bids back, but and hopefully it's easy to choose from one or the other. So, yeah, that's about it. Everything's been running nice and smooth.
The last council meeting, I think one of the either public or council concerns came up about the alleyways, and we know we didn't want to go in and make them nice and, you know, paved because they were going to get torn up at some point in time. But was there something that we could do to fill some of those in that were really
mentioned?
They
hauled gravel. It's been done.
Oh, it's been done. Okay.
We hauled gravel in on it. And
okay.
They ran the blade and the roller. They didn't run the roller through it at the time, but yeah.
Okay.
Tried to tidy it up the best they can with the weather and stuff. We can't get any millings or anything to work
right.
in it now. So,
okay, thank you.
Behind the commercial buildings too, you didn't? Because I know like behind the old bowling alley,
yeah,
all the way down the
went,
Legion,
yeah,
it was really bad, yeah. And then down by Ace, down that way too.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, they hit all that. It might be gone by now with the last snowstorm and people driving through it. But
is it road grade you put in there or gravel?
Road mix.
Road mix, I mean, yeah.
Yep, she was rougher than a gob.
It happens.
Gets a lot of traffic, a lot of trucks back in there.
Mr. Mayor,
yes.
I'll bring this up, I guess, right now. And it's concerning an email that Chris sent out to all of us on the 2nd of December concerning questions that the contractors had that were directed to him. And I guess I'll defer to Jim and ask this question is, could that be deemed a meeting? Would that be in violation of open meeting rules?
I don't believe so, Councilman. You know, if there was a discussion or if there was, you know, responses from all involved, then I would say that would be considered a meeting. I don't know that, you know, Hope sends out, you know, a notice of the council meeting and so forth any number of times. And that's not considered a meeting as well, so.
Well, those don't ask for a response either. And I responded to.
I didn't actually ask for a response. I just asked that some decision be made, I guess. But I didn't ask for a response in the email because I understand that you're not supposed to do that over email.
I didn't respond to everybody, but I just responded just to him.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say.
That's
my understanding.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you just
yeah.
respond to one and not to all.
Okay.
Was there overwhelming one way or the other?
You guys answered my question.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Individually.
Okay.
Individually.
Individually. And some of those that Hope does send out, she will put in there, do not respond to all, just to avoid exactly that issue. So
I'll remember to do that next time.
Yeah, so I thought you had, but I guess it was one that Hope sent, so.
I'll be more like Hope.
Did I want to hear that?
Yeah, you did.
Thank you.
Public, any comment for our public works director? Or questions, concerns? Uh-oh, Mark's thinking. Come on.
What I have to do, I just go talk to him.
That's true. All right. Thank you, Chris. Council, any other questions? Okay. Animal control location discussion. Councilman Ferguson, you brought that point up.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I know that Noreen has nowhere to take animals if she picks them up now. And I think we can help Noreen and Hope as her supervisor to figure out what do we want to do with them. I did talk to Jeremy Roberts, who has the old vet clinic by the car, now past the car wash. He wants, and I don't know if that facility is sufficient or not, but he'd want $500 a month. And just bring it up, see what everybody has to say.
How often do we use those kennels?
Well, when we had that snow, I needed it three times. And I don't have three kennels, I only have two, but.
So what would we do, Stafford?
One of them, I got somebody to help me foster it. And one of them went over to Stafford, and the other one I kept for a little bit, and then was able to get it where it needed to go. I mean, I just have to work with what there is. It just depends. Sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't.
Is there any room at the public works? I thought that was the answer, but I just thought I'd ask.
No, they're not really, not at all.
Well, maybe it's just something to keep in mind and
well, I think we've got to
try to figure out.
Yeah, I think we have to take care of it right away. There's going to be more snow coming. Got to have a place. We have to have an answer for Noreen.
Yeah, maybe we do something like that for a temporary thing. And then we look at possibly moving in a shed that we can add heat to or something out here by the public works. Behind the public works building, because it's right by the Dornick's Park there for dog walking and whatnot. And so
you'd have to have water and heat.
Is there water at the public works building?
Yeah.
So we got water and heat. You can get, you know, we could put in something, you know, some kind of heat enough to do. You get a shed that's large enough, you can insulate it and put three or four or five kennels in it. And then it'd be right there too to go walk the dogs. And it'd be mobile if we ever had to move it.
So how much area would you need, Noreen?
The two kennels I have are 10 by 10s. But then I have crates and traps. And I mean, right now it's just stuck at my house because I don't have anywhere else to put it at the moment.
They're at your house.
Yeah, but yeah. Where else am I going to put them?
Yeah.
I've got stuff in the car and
So maybe.
And the kennels are down at the public works.
Maybe we should have you go by and look at Jeremy's temporarily and see if that would work, because we're all still in the state of flux with the city hall in what direction and that. So if Jeremy would be agreeable.
It still has the kennels and the waters and stuff in it from when
the vet was there.
The vet was there.
You want to do?
I was just thinking as an additional option, I wonder if Circle T, do they have any, is there any space out there where he could put some temporary kennels in his warehouse space? We could ask him.
I could ask.
Since we're already renting something from him, I don't know if just a corner for some.
I know that big garage is filled with old car, boat, a whole bunch of things.
Okay.
I wouldn't doubt that there's any more room. The other on the, this would be the north side, or this is big timber, so I think they're north.
Right.
Anyway, the side towards the railroad tracks, mm-hmm. that thing has an open back, so that wouldn't work either for kennels.
You probably need somewhere where she can get into when the cops call her in the middle of the night because someone had a wreck and a dog. And
yeah.
He might not have a place like that down there where he'd want everyone coming in at night. Mm-hmm.
There's also Susan McAdams' building. You can talk to her.
Where's that?
It's the old spoke shop. A big white building by C Sharps.
Oh, okay.
Put a lot of dogs in there.
Yeah. You don't even have to go outside to walk them.
Yeah. Just turn loose, huh?
Well, I think that might be the best option. I will contact Jeremy and then contact you, Doreen, and we can go look at it for now and see if it's up to scratch, and then maybe going forward till we figure out a more permanent solution so we have something now. And 500 seems reasonable to me. I mean,
yeah, it is about it.
I will do that. I will contact Jeremy tomorrow and I'll contact you and see whether we can sort of either look if that's all right with you. Or then you can get everything in one spot and have a place to go. Any other thoughts or comments on that?
Yes, one other thing, you could maybe look at getting a Connex, because even if whatever happens, even with the new city hall, you could always use that Connex for storage too. And it's a little bit easy to wash out a metal Connex than it is other things in buildings. I don't know, just thought.
So one comment for Chris is, I think you're keeping snow plows and trucks mostly in the public works.
Mm-hmm.
So the snow plows and trucks, I mean, the county doesn't store those in a heated.
Yeah, they would if they could get their stuff inside.
Well, I understand that, but this is kind of a temporary flux. I don't know. Would this, Noreen, would the size of a truck be enough area?
No.
For trucks?
Not for 2 10-by-10s.
I just think the heated
space. I mean, knowing what Chris has down there, I don't know where he would be able to, even if you moved a truck, I don't know where you'd put me.
How much space was in the other place? I don't remember. Big.
She had an office, dedicated office, and then
office.
Towards the double doors that went into the parking, there was all that was her space there too. So she probably had 30 by.
Mm-hmm.
What about big is this room?
Pardon?
Probably about as big as this room.
Yeah, where it was, yeah. Maybe about that. So, mm-hmm. But to your point, I think you're right. We do need to find something sooner rather than later, even if it is temporary and get Noreen the space she needs, so we could look into that.
Can I ask Noreen, so when we take animals to Stafford, we pay them per day, or
no.
How's that work?
They get $500 a year, and there are somewhat a backup. They're not a backup for 3 or 4 days is what we have in the stuff that's set up. that I'm supposed to keep them and try to do whatever till then, and in some circumstances it has to be longer than that. But other than that, but right now they've even been full because they ended up with all those huskies, and so that has caused another problem. Sometimes, I mean, it's just everybody trying to work together, but...
Okay.
And they have the same thing, because they take cats, they take everything.
Will that cattery take the cats if you end up with cats?
I don't know how her setup is for sure, if she would have to have them... Because, like, Liz couldn't when she had the dog thing down there because we didn't know if things had Bordetello shots or... And I don't know if they would have to have the same type of thing with the cats, and you wouldn't know, you know, some of those. If people don't always chip things, so you just don't always know.
Yeah.
I guess I will contact Jeremy and move forward. We can, I guess if we did get a Connex, we'd still have to put water and power to it, which would add up. But I'll see what, if it works, Jeremy's with you, if that's, and then if it does good, we can move at the next meeting.
I mean, you can proceed on to think about something down more permanent down there.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be bad, but...
Anybody else? Council. All right. Appraisal for the Mark Norum building. And Councilman Barrett has a few things, and then I believe Mark wanted to say a few things as well. So, Carrie.
All right. Well, Hope, just given this, it, we do have to have an appraisal done. It says that Montana and a code, MCA says we have to have anything in value in excess of $20,000 may not be purchased unless it has been previously appraised by a disinterested certified general real estate appraiser or three disinterested citizens of the county appointed by a district judge. So I did reach out to two appraisers. I got a return call from one. The cost is between $3,500 and $4,000. So. That is information I have.
Mark, did you want to?
Yeah, I can. Mr. Mayor, council members, I do appreciate the continued interest in the in my building, but in regards to appraisal, and I really would encourage it, it's good that it's in within the statute, yeah, but I would highly encourage it just so the community can see the decision that you're making and you're well informed. But the one thing step we need to get through first is highly unlikely or highly unusual to have an appraisal done on a property unless you're under contract to buy it. Now, you can put a contract together that says the appraisal has to meet or exceed the purchase agreement, but to go out and appraise a property that you are haven't made a decision to buy would just be very unusual. So, and it's not something that necessarily that I would want to get involved with. I encourage you to appraise it, but let's make sure that we have an agreement in place if that's what you want to do. In other words, I take a risk of an appraiser coming in with an appraisal that I may not like, but I'm not under contract, and now that appraisal is public notice. I'm willing to take any of that risk because I really feel the value of my building is going to meet or exceed what I've offered it to you, but let's make a decision first.
I agree with Mark, so I think maybe this should be tabled until we decide in which direction we want to go.
And then I think I would offer one other suggestion too. In the appraisal, and somebody that's in that business in the of working with appraisers. There are appraisers that have specialties. There are appraisers that have knowledge. It's finding an appraiser that does commercial buildings. And
this was Dan Wheeler. Dan Wheeler?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He's out of Bozeman. Kim Bennett gave me.
Okay.
And he's a commercial appraiser as well, I'm assuming. Yeah.
And I've got a couple around Bozeman too that I have relationships with that I think I could. Some of them are don't like to necessarily come down because they got enough business in Bozeman, but I think I could get them to come down. And they're very good.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. And we all got a copy of your letter as well, so I'm sure the council went through that. It is on the agenda for next meeting, what direction we want to go. So do you want to table this until next meeting? Or is that going to influence what we decide at the next
meeting? I don't think it'll influence anything. I think having it on there, and if we don't, at the next meeting, we don't go with Mark's building as the option, then by obviously the next agenda item wouldn't be...
It would be moved.
It would be moved, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Do we table it then?
Yep. Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to table the appraisal for Mark Norman's building.
Motion has been made to table the appraisal for Mark Norman's building.
You should say table them if we decide to go that way.
Tabled until, unless we decide to go that way.
Unless we do choose other options.
Huh?
Make a motion to table it if we go that direction. If we go another, whether it'll be needed to be over and done with.
Okay.
Unless there's another option.
Okay.
Do that.
No, there is other options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Approved so claims, payroll, overtime for the month of November.
What is the official motion?
Pardon?
I need the official motion.
So table it dependent on the choice we make for City Hall.
Oh, yeah, I guess there's another option. Then it just goes away.
Mm-hmm. Now, if it's on the agenda and you go another way, it's just gone. You don't have to bring it up.
That's all right to you, Jim?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Thank you.
Which I'm kind of working on another option, too. Just
okay.
Still going through my head.
Okay. You got it, Hope?
Yes.
Okay. Approved claims, payroll, overtime for the month of November.
What's this horses thing? What did you do on 11/13?
Well, I had the horses at the end of 2nd Street that had been brought up as a problem. But it's been handled.
So was there a fine taken into account? So I'm very confused why we...
It's a county thing. It's become a county thing.
Okay.
And Alan and I have been working it together.
Okay. I mean, if we're paying out overtime.
But you're not. That's going to the county.
The county reimburses us for county issues.
Okay. So out of the overtime hours here.
That's all going to go to the county.
All of it?
No.
There's,
I don't know. I don't know what you're looking at.
There's four of them. There's horses, and then S. Kelly paperwork.
That was the 12 hours you had. How many of that was county? Was four, I believe. Oh, okay. That's why I said I don't know what they're looking at, so.
But I have to run it through her, through payroll, and then the county will reimburse us for those overtime hours that she was working with. I don't know the, any of, I don't know another way to do it because she's our employee, but.
Well, that's the way we've been doing it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, as long as we get.
Yeah, the county has been good at reimbursing us, so.
I just know that in the past when it was dogs that we had to pay money to for overtime for boarding and a whole bunch of things afterwards and they didn't end up getting fined, we're out a bunch of money. Why are we not fining people for that? So that's why I was asking that question. So
I write the fines, but that only I only am writing them. It that goes through the courts and then that decision is totally out of our hands.
Okay.
Because it's no different than the chickens.
Okay. We can charge for the boarding if she boards them, but when she writes the tickets, it goes to court. And so we don't have, it just depends if they follow through with that or not.
Falls on the attorney and the judge. So if you ain't getting money, you need to talk to them too.
Okay. Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Are you guys done? I'll make a motion then to approve claims, payroll, and overtime for the month of November.
Motion has been made to approve the claims, payroll, and overtime for the month of November.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, public comment. Anything not on the agenda? Going twice? A lot of negative signals out there. Third time. Any public comment? All right.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
There we go.
Motion has been made to adjourn.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Well, heck.
That's what I thought.
Hey, we beat Mark's record, though.
No,
we
even
we had a 9-minute one. We had a 9-minute one like a year ago. And we all said, hey, we beat Mark's record.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's really actually. We know that it's going to come in.
Still recording for you.